Tottenham have signed Ferdinand and Ginola, both from Newcastle.
But Chelsea, the signings they've made, good players, Poirier, Gustavo Poirier, certainly looks a good player. We saw at the weekend in the Charity Shield, you know, quite impressive. Good player getting forward from midfield. He'll create and score goals for Chelsea, but I still believe that Chelsea don't have the striker who's going to score the 15, 20 plus goals to win them the championship. As for Arsenal, he's had a lot of French players. Of course, Arsene Wenger knows very, very much about French football. His successful spell at Monaco, but I just feel in the problem at Arsenal could be that, you know, if they don't start very well, a lot of these French players don't speak English, and it's going to be very difficult for the dressing room, and that is going to be a big problem. I think he's a superb, shrewd operator, Arsene Wenger, but I think he's almost really, with the inclusion of the French players, caused himself lots of problems. First week of August, so of course it's entirely fair for us to say to you, name the top three in order and name the bottom three who are going to go down.
It's not fair, but you're going to do it anyway.
Top three in order, okay, Manchester United, Liverpool and Arsenal. And the bottom three, not in any particular order, because it doesn't matter, I'll have to go for Southampton. Barnsley will find it very, very difficult after a successful life in Division One, and Crystal Palace. I just don't feel that any of those three, certainly relegated or apparently relegated teams, have the resources and the strength and depth to stay in the Premiership.
Mark Lawrenson talking to Ian Brown. Well, gloomy predictions there for the Premiership newcomers, Barnsley. Barnsley who? Well, you might well ask, but I know a man who's confident about the small town club's chances in the top division. None other than the former Test cricket umpire, Dickie Bird, who must be one of Barnsley's most ardent fans.
I've supported Barnsley football team for, 58 years now. It's a long, long time. I can go right back all those years. People don't realise when I left school I signed for Barnsley football club. I went straight down to the club. They don't have any forms in those days, and I signed for Barnsley. And also for Barnsley Cricket Club. And my close friend at school was, we were brought up together in Barnsley, practiced for hours together as young kids, was Tommy Taylor, the Manchester United and England centre forward, who lost his life in the Munich air disaster in 1958. And we were brought up as kids and we both signed for Barnsley as 15-year-old kids.
Evidently in your case though, Dickie, cricket won through. Is that a regret for you that you didn't make it as a football player?
Well, actually, I damaged my knee when I was 15 and I decided to stick to cricket, and I'm glad I did.
it seems to have worked out quite well for you along the way anyway. Look, after all those years, 58 years of being, obviously with having very close ties to the club, what was it like when you knew that you were finally promoted to the Premiership?
Right, it's tremendous for the town, it's tremendous for everybody. We're just a small little town in South Yorkshire, but the wonderful people, the hospitality, they're tremendous, and the wonderful football supporters. And it's just, I mean, the town is buzzing now. We're just talking about Barnsley Football Club at the moment, and we're all ready for the big kick-off. Everyone are there just, they're over the moon, because we've had more money to buy big signings and things like that. And we went up on, you know, the local lads. We just played good football, the local lads, and that was tremendous.
It's going to be very difficult, isn't it, to compete with the likes of Manchester United, Newcastle, Liverpool, Arsenal, the big names. Do you think that, I suppose people are going to look at you as being relegation candidates from day one. Do you think that's fair?
No, I can't go along with that. I think that Barnsley will keep clear of the relegation, you know, down at the bottom. I think they'll finish clear of the danger zone. I think that your Manchester Uniteds and your Newcastles and people like this will find it difficult to beat Barnsley at Oakwell. It's not easy to win matches there, and Barnsley are a very, very good home side, and I think they may surprise a few people. I think they'll keep away from the danger zone.